Now, Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss met at the state capitol Wednesday with conservative activists trying to persuade him to decertify the results of the 2020 presidential election. Voss has continued to walk a fine line between saying there were problems with the election in the state and empowering different people to continue investigating it, but dismissing as impossible the idea that Wisconsin could somehow claw back its electoral votes for President Biden. We're going to talk about what happened during and after Wednesday's meeting and how it's affecting Voss's standing in the Republican Party in the state. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of the ongoing calls from some Republicans to try to decertify the 2020 presidential election outcome here in the state? Do you want Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to pursue that, or do you think he's right not to? What do you think of his claim that there was widespread fraud, though, in that election? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson was at the Capitol Wednesday covering all this. Sean, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Rob.
Set the stage for us. Kind of an unusual meeting, a couple of meetings for Robin Voss on Wednesday.
I'd say it's very unusual, especially given the adversarial relationship right now between Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who has been, you know, in power in the state legislature for a while now, and this segment of the GOP base that has kind of declared him public enemy number one. So for Voss to agree to meet with those people and at the Capitol in a kind of public way is not your typical day at the Capitol.
It wasn't a public meeting exactly, though. This is a closed-door thing, and not everybody who wanted to be in there was in there. Can you talk about that?
It was a closed-door thing that was arranged by Voss, so it was in a committee room at the Capitol, but it was publicized by the people who got to have an audience with the speaker, so by the people who want to decertify the election. And that group includes State Representative Tim Rantham, who is running for governor in Wisconsin, kind of on this platform of his resolution to decertify the state's election. He showed up for the start of the meeting, and Speaker Voss promptly told him to get out of the room, that it was his meeting. And, you know, Rantham kind of made a big deal of that out in the hallway there, talking to reporters, said it was another example in his mind of obstruction.
I want to give a listen to Robin Voss, Assembly Speaker Voss, speaking after that meeting at the Capitol. Here's some of an exchange with a reporter talking about the calls to decertify the election and the issue of alleged fraud.
What they spent much of the time talking about, that's a private conversation, but basically they are trying to convince us of the fraud that occurred. I already believe there was fraud that occurred. The challenge is we now need to have an attorney general and a governor who will sign legislation and fight with us to make sure that the election in 2022 and 2024 is fair. We don't have the ability to unilaterally overturn the election. Just that can't happen.
Do you think there was widespread fraud or just a few instances?
I think there was widespread fraud. And I think we are going to see more and more data that comes out as Justice Gabelman continues his investigation.
Okay, that was seen as a significant line, Sean. Assembly Speaker Voss saying he thinks there was widespread fraud. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say for certain that Speaker Voss has never uttered those words, but it seems like a line that he hasn't crossed in the past couple years, even during all this discussion of the 2020 election, because he knows that multiple reviews have shown there was not widespread fraud. The state's nonpartisan legislative audit bureau did a review of Wisconsin's election, found there was not widespread fraud, found instances where it said that the Wisconsin Elections Commission should have, you know, gotten the legislature's okay to set a variety of election policies, but that there was not widespread fraud. The conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty did a review of Wisconsin's election, found there was not widespread fraud. We've had recounts here, the normal canvassing process, several court decisions. And so this record of review of the election is pretty well known, and Speaker Voss is pretty well familiar with it. And he has not used those terms, you know, to my ear, to describe the election. But coming out of this meeting, which, you know, he was shouted at on his way out of the meeting by a couple people there who said, toss Robin Voss. And in that context, he was asked about it. You heard there whether there was widespread fraud. And he says there was.
Talking to WPR Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson, looking at calls from some in the Republican Party to decertify the 2020 presidential election results in Wisconsin. Then the Assembly Speaker's response to that. Now, Sean, we heard Speaker Voss say this is something we can't do. And this is, to be clear, this is not an issue where some legal experts say you can't do it, some say you can. But it seems like everybody agrees the legislature doesn't have that power. A few attorneys behind this effort contest that. But the consensus seems to be this is a power they don't have.
The consensus, yeah. The legislature's nonpartisan attorneys say no. I think you'd safe to say a very wide range of election law experts say you cannot do this. There is an attorney that former President Trump has relied on to make this argument in the first place, who has kind of latched onto Wisconsin's movement and is saying that it's possible. But that is, an outlier in terms of what lawyers, what election law experts say about decertification. So Speaker Voss has been pretty forceful on that and did not budge on that after this meeting, said it's not possible. But I think the people who got the meeting with Voss were happy with the rest of it, happy to hear him say the words widespread fraud, and happy that they got an audience with the powerful Speaker of the Wisconsin Assembly.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Jerry is with us in Racine. Jerry, hi.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good. What'd you want to bring up, Jerry?
Well, Robin is a smart man, and he knows this is all nonsense. And I thought he had more ethics and backbone than how he's playing this. And long term, my guess is they'll eat him alive anyway, because unless you go completely over the edge, there's nothing that will keep these people happy.
Jerry, thanks for the call. Sean, can you talk about the calls you mentioned? Protesters there saying toss Voss. Some Republican county party leaders have said Robin Voss should step down, at least from leadership. How widespread is that movement, as far as we can tell?
So I think within the legislature, Robin Voss, at least from what we can tell, has a pretty good position. You know, he's widely supported by elected lawmakers in the Republican caucus of the state assembly. And, you know, when there have been efforts to pass resolutions to like censure him or kick him out as speaker, like at the last state GOP convention last year, those just don't go anywhere. And so I think there's a case to be made that this is a small but vocal minority that's going after Voss in this way. But it's pretty relentless, and it does have a pretty powerful backer in former President Donald Trump, who continues to issue statements criticizing Voss and staying on him to do stuff that Voss doesn't want to do. You know, Trump continues to say, you can decertify. And, you know, Donald Trump, as far as we know, it is still basically the leader of the Republican Party in the United States. And, you know, he doesn't want this to go away at all. So in one sense, the people who were at this meeting and who continue to push for Voss to step down and say he's the problem are not carrying power in the state Republican Party. And at the same time, they have the most powerful voice in Republican politics today, Donald Trump, on their side.
Sean, thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR Capitol Bureau Chief, with us to talk about his report. I got a meeting Wednesday at the state capitol between Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and conservative activists trying to decertify Wisconsin's 2020 presidential election. We'll stay with the topic, talking to former conservative talk radio host Charlie Sykes for his take on Voss and the speaker's position in the Republican Party. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts and questions. That's 800-642-1234. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation about Assembly Speaker Robin Voss after a meeting earlier this week at the state capitol, activists pushing him to decertify Wisconsin's 2020 presidential election. He said repeatedly, citing numerous legal experts, can't do that. But he did tell a reporter after the meeting he believes there was widespread fraud in Wisconsin's election. Multiple studies so far have shown that not to be the case. Former President Trump was listening, released a statement condemning Voss for not moving to somehow overturn Wisconsin's vote. Where does Voss find himself now politically in this moment? Charlie Sykes was a longtime conservative talk radio host at WTMJ in Milwaukee. Charlie's the founder and editor-at-large of The Bulwark, a conservative political journal. Charlie, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here. Thank you.
All right. So Assembly Speaker Voss saying, no, we can't overturn this election. Yeah, there was widespread fraud. What do you think of the position he's in now?
Well, first of all, I've known Robin for a very, very long time. And you had a caller just a few minutes ago. I think actually nailed it. Robin Voss is a very, very smart guy. But I think he's grossly miscalculating here. I think that he thinks that somehow he can straddle straddle this particular issue, and he's not able to do it. Look, he knows there was not widespread fraud. He knows that's a lie. And yet he feels the need somehow to appease this this Trumpist base. And they are unappeasable. So I mean, give you a little bit of perspective on all of this. I think this goes back to Reince Priebus's approach to Republican politics when he was chairman here in Wisconsin. He was very close friends with Robin Voss. And they always prided themselves on not having a split between the, say the establishment and the Tea Party and the various other, you know, groups. So I think that what Robin Voss has been trying to do is, you know, can you keep the baby alligator in the bathtub by just throwing it a little bit of red meat and hoping that it won't grow and get out and begin eating you? And I don't think it's working out for him well.
What would you have liked to have seen from Robin Voss and other Republican leaders since the first claims of fraud? I mean, that started, I guess, in summer 2016, but especially after the election in 2020, after all the votes were counted in here, the first claims of fraud were being made. What would you have liked to have seen then?
Them to tell the truth, to stand up, show some backbone, and say, look, you may not have liked the outcome of this election, but you lost, and let's move on, to be able to do that, which I believe Robin Voss knows and thinks. Look, a few months ago, the election deniers were a very, very small little caucus within his larger caucus, maybe headed by Janelle Branchen and a handful of others. And yet, rather than ignore them or isolate them, he decided to empower them by going off on this half-cocked and incredibly expensive clown car of an investigation being run by former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman. And as a result of that, what's happened is that he's fed this fire. I also think Sean made a great point here. Probably a very small minority of Republicans who are, you know, all hair on fire about this, but they are being cheered on by Donald Trump. And like so many other Republicans around the country, Robin Voss knows it's a lie, but he just does not have the intestinal fortitude to go up against or challenge Donald Trump. And that's why he finds himself in this awkward position that he does today.
Before we go to our callers, it's a midterm election year. Charlie, what would you like to have Republicans focusing on months out from an election?
Well, I mean, I think that Republicans should be focusing on, first of all, their own agenda. I mean, this is the irony here. They think that the winds are at their back, that they have this is a midterm election that's likely to be very favorable to Republicans. And if they talked about their issues, I think they're reasonably confident that they could win. But instead, every day that goes by that this continues, they are not talking about those issues. They're looking back. So I also think that Republicans ought to make it very, very clear that when they get the governorship and the attorney generalship, if they do, that they will absolutely not use that power to overturn the popular vote in the 2024 election. This is something that they need to be much clearer about, because I'm concerned about access to the voting booth, but I'm actually much more concerned with whether or not there is going to be this movement to have legislatures and governors somehow thwart the will of the electorate and steal the election that way. This doesn't seem to me to be hard. It seems a relatively easy thing for Robin Voss and Republican candidates for governor to do, to say, no, we will respect the outcome of the election. We are not going to mess with the election. We are not going to associate ourselves with the people who are responsible with the January 6th coup. We are not going to be listening to people like John Eastman, one of the architects of the coup, who has been pushing them to decertify this election. And it's I guess the word that kept coming to mind as I was listening to your reporting was how pathetic the position that they've chosen for themselves is.
Talking to Charlie Sykes from The Bulwark about calls to overturn the 2020 presidential election results in Wisconsin and how it all fits into Republican politics in the state. Let's go to your calls now. Nate starts us off in Milwaukee. Nate, hi.
Hi, thank you for having me. I am one of the thousands of Wisconsin voters back in 2020. They actually tried to steal my vote after the election and have it thrown out. And thankfully, the judges were more sensible than that. I only voted once, by the way, and I did so honestly. I think that this is Robin Voss being willing to push a lie and then getting caught by it because either there was fraud or there wasn't. And it's made worse by that he can't really claim to be for honesty in elections when he is one of the people that helped push the gerrymandering problems that we have in Wisconsin today.
Nate, thanks for the call. We've got a lot of callers. I want to jump in. Yeah. Charlie, your thoughts?
Well, I agree with him. You know, that Robin Voss, you know, could have been kind of he could have been a bulwark against some of this craziness. But he's basically chosen to go in with a lie. So he figures that I can embrace the lie without embracing the consequences of the lie. And he's finding out that that's an untenable position. Look, Robin Voss is a very powerful political figure. I think he has the support of the vast majority of Republican members of the state legislature. But having said that, his actions make it look like he's looking over his shoulder and he looks weak. Rather than using his power to stand up for the truth and to push back against the lies, he's given them more ammunition. So this is not one where you can say, okay, you have the crazies out there versus the more rational Republicans, because the rational Republicans on Earth 2.0 would still be crazy. So it's basically, big lie or bigger lie in Wisconsin right now.
Nate, thanks for the call. Tom joins us now in Port Wing. Tom, hi.
Hello. Yes, I just want to say that I have worked many elections as an election inspector, and not so much widespread fraud, but widespread inequity is the problem. And I'm going to explain it this way. If somebody votes in person, they had to present an ID. If you voted by mail, you did not. We have seen this exponential growth from less than 4% to almost 40% of the ballots coming in the mail. That's the problem. That is constitutionally a error, because you have to have voting the same playing field for people who vote in person as mail-in. That's what created this problem. And rather than address the real issue, there's all this name calling and calling people who disagree with the outcome of the election, who want to point out some of the inequities, that we cannot have another election where when you vote and I vote, we have two different standards.
Gotcha. Thanks for the call. Tom referring to for people who claim to be indefinitely defined because of COVID, you can be exempted from that ID requirement for mail-in. You don't make that claim. You have to provide ID at some point in the process, Charlie. Are there things you think need to be fixed or clarified or streamlined or made equal for everybody, as Tom was saying?
Well, I think there are legitimate issues you could make to tinker around the edges. I've always been a supporter of voter ID, but I think it's very, very clear, and this needs to be stated as clearly as possible, that this inequity that he described did not affect the outcome of the election and is not a justification for denying the legitimacy of this election, and is certainly not the grounds for Wisconsin to do something that is both illegal and unconstitutional, which is to decertify the election. So by all means, let's work on making this, making it as easy as possible for as many people to vote and protect the integrity of the ballot box. But this idea somehow that we should overturn the election because you didn't like some of these rules is frankly disingenuous.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Martha joins us next in Menominee. Martha, hello.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. It's an honor to speak with your guest today. Highly respect him. I'm at the opposite end of the political spectrum, but I respect your guest for speaking the truth. My question is, do you think that since the elected officials in our state don't seem to have the intestinal fortitude, as your guest says, do you think a lawsuit like what Minocqua Brewing is doing to Ron Johnson and Tom Tiffany, and I believe Mr. Fitzgerald, do you think a similar lawsuit addressing Mr. Gabelman's deceptive business practices would be a successful way to address this.
Go ahead, Charlie.
Okay, I'm not familiar with the legal ins and outs of that, and I'm not a lawyer, so I don't want to give any legal opinions here. But I think that ultimately, this is something that's going to have to be decided by the electorate. I think that there are various challenges to the subpoenas that that Gableman has issued. But ultimately, I think there's going to have to be a political solution to all of this. And I do think Republicans like Robin Voss need to be held accountable for the amount of money that they have wasted in this absolutely absurd fake investigation. And also, I hope that people understand that what's going on here in Wisconsin, I mean, nationally, Wisconsin Republicans are a laughingstock. We have really beclowned ourselves with all of this, and I don't know how long this is going to go on or how much money it's going to cost the taxpayers, but people shouldn't put up with it.
Charlie, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you so much.
That's Charlie Sykes, founder and editor-at-large of The Bulwark, a conservative political journal, longtime talk radio host here in Wisconsin. We talked to him today about calls to somehow overturn Wisconsin's 2020 presidential election results and what it means for the Republican Party here in the state.